Nope.
Oh, was that? That's the
That's the
thing.
thing. Hold on, wait, I
Oh.
gotta find the thing. Oh,
Oh,
here it
no.
is.
That's fairly normal though.
It is. Hi, Jack.
Hey, Frank.
I'm
Guess what?
confused. I went to share the thing and it says share via WhatsApp. I
Oh,
don't.
did you're having trouble finding the geek spot?
I apparently cannot find a geek spot.
Yeah. Luckily for us, everybody tuning in did find the geek spot again
They
this
did
week.
find it. They did find it. And I'm very happy that they found it.
So, how was your week, Frank?
I went to see a movie.
Oh,
I caught up on
look
some stuff.
at you.
Yeah. I started 24 again.
Oh God, which one?
The original.
Oh, not the reboot?
Actually,
The
I
reboot
haven't.
was good.
Yeah, I haven't actually started it yet. I kind of found it and I started to push play and I was like, no, I'm not ready for this yet. I don't need those dreams.
That's fair.
And I did nothing else this weekend. Like, literally
Oh.
nothing. It was wonderful.
That sounds exciting.
No bars like the one behind me, which doesn't exist anymore.
It does. It'll always exist in our hearts.
Well, it is in our hearts.
If
Oh.
Jimmy tunes in, he's gonna shed a tear.
See this? Oh, I gotta stand up. See that?
Oh yeah, this
Ugh,
is the shirt
that's
that
the shirt that was that Jolene made for me. There's some Mandalorians on there.
I
There's
see
an
some.
IG.
I see that.
Yeah, it was a very nice shirt. I'm so happy with
Was
it.
that a sand person too?
That might have no. There's no sand people. There's Mandalorians.
Was that the armor then? What
Yeah, it was
Mandalorians
the
were on there?
armor.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the armor. Oh, it sucks though because the way I'm sitting, you can't see
Well,
it. But
your green screen hops in when you get
it
up
does.
close. That's why I was confused.
Oh yeah, that's because I'm at Finnegan's. I'm actually outside Finnegan's Wake right now.
I don't
At
blame you.
7 o'clock at night
That's probably not a safe place to be, honestly.
in the darkness.
Yeah, I don't think Third and Spring Garden is the best place you could spend a night at 7 o'clock
Not
when
anymore.
it's dark out.
Not anymore. What about you? How's your weekend?
I watched some stuff.
Yeah.
I also saw a movie. We should talk about that later on.
I think we will talk about it later on.
I
Later.
watched a bunch of stuff. Doctor Who's back, your favorite.
Saw Doctor Who was back.
We got the finale of Stargirl last week.
Oh, Star Trek?
No, Stargirl.
Oh.
Which
I
is
don't know that stuff.
doing a neat take on some of my favorite characters. I'm not anti the take they're taking, it's just very different.
That's the one with Owen Wilson?
No,
No, it's not.
no,
Luke
no,
Wilson.
it's Luke. It's a
Luke.
Wilson.
Luke, yes.
I was like, I don't know
Nope.
which one's
Nope.
which.
Nope.
Had a gig, did some soccer stuff,
Yeah.
watched some other stuff,
You're way busier than I was.
and waiting for the big Supergirl finale tomorrow night.
I bet you are so excited.
Yeah, I am. They're bringing everybody back.
Oh,
I
that's a
think
good one.
Jimmy's coming back.
Yeah. From a small town newspaper.
I think what's his name? Wynn is coming back.
Okay, gotta have Wynn.
I think that's it. I doubt Superman will be there to help him,
Not Superman.
because that would make sense for them to call in the big guns to help them with all these problems they're having.
They're having a lot of problems, are they?
Yeah. Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Or John Constantine, bring somebody back in.
He doesn't. Well, you can't bring John Constantine back.
Well,
I'm caught up. I know
really,
this, kind
really,
of.
you could.
True.
Because we don't know when he was really taken from at this point.
That's a good point.
Because, I mean, we lost him in 1925, so really, I feel any other time is fair game.
That's true. I'm not 100% caught up. Like I'm like an episode or two back, but I'm more current than I have been the past 3 months.
You're through episode 100, so you're only 1 week behind.
I am. I will talk about that later, or at least I'll touch on it later. My thoughts on episode 100.
Oh, good.
Very small thoughts.
Yeah, I probably have some thoughts left.
You might have some thoughts. But so in the bigger things, we're gonna start with family today. We're gonna start with
Oh no.
family.
Are we?
because Vin Diesel reached out to his little brother, Dwayne. His little brother, Dwayne. How
What's
is Vin the big brother in this scenario?
It's got to be an age thing, right?
Is it an age or a power thing?
I don't think it's going to be a power thing. Whose age are you looking up?
I'm looking at Vin. Vin is 54.
Oh, he's older than Dwayne Johnson
Okay,
because
he's older than Dwayne.
Dwayne's not 50 yet.
Okay, yes, Dwayne and I share that together. Or we're not
Dwayne is
50 yet.
May 2nd, 1972.
Oh, so he's 49?
Yes.
Okay. My Matt, I went to Catholic high school, okay?
I
Catholic
mean,
grade school, Catholic high
you
school,
two
went to
look fairly
university.
similar.
We do. I the problem with me is I let my arms get smaller and all the muscle went to my stomach.
You went for that CeeLo look,
I was going for the
like what
CeeLo look.
CeeLo Green had. Yeah.
I thought having super huge biceps was intimidating to all my friends that I hung out with.
That makes
So I
sense.
wanted to get my body more in line with them so I fit in better.
I feel like that was a good call.
Well, that's the way I look at it. But so Vin reached out to Dwayne on Instagram. He's pleading for his little brother to come back to the franchise. He's the only one that can play Hobbs. Please don't let this opportunity pass you by. Finish what you started.
And even his kids call him something. Wasn't
His
that in there?
kids call him uncle and they wish him well all the time and they reach out to him on holidays or something like that. Family, Jack,
How
family.
many? How many? How many? You're the Fast and Furious connoisseur here. How many?
Yes.
How many Fast and Furious movies was The Rock in?
Three, I believe, off the top of my head.
So 3 out of 9.
3 out of 8.
We only did
Nine?
eight. I feel like.
Nine. Nine, nine, nine. You're right, nine, because 10 and 11 will be the alleged end of the franchise.
They'll be the 10th. Got it.
Right, it won't be the end.
So all right.
I think he was in three. And then Hobbs and Shaw, obviously.
Yeah, and he was Hobbs, not Shaw.
He was Hobbs.
Because it would
Shaw
have been
was.
amazing if Vin Diesel got those two mixed up.
Yep, that'd be great. That would be pretty friggin' phenomenal.
Is it Calvin Hobbs?
It's not Calvin and Hobbs. It's
That
also
would have
not
been.
Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Which I don't know if you saw a preview for that.
I did.
It
It looks
looks.
cute.
It does. It
It
does.
looks very cute.
It's a big dog.
I did. I saw it when right as I was posting about how I was at the Eternals on Facebook before Facebook removed my post the next day saying that I was seeing the Eternals. So apparently that's a hot button word in Facebook land.
Have we looked this up to see? Because it happened.
I
I was,
haven't, but it
and I
happened.
texted you back, and I said, pff, "Pshaw, look, mine's fine." Lo and behold, a few hours later,
Yep. It happened.
mine was deleted from my status. It said that I was at a movie theater, but not seeing anything.
Now you're just hanging out at a movie theater.
It's been done.
Yeah.
I saw all the
That
movies.
happened to Keith Mahan too.
Oh.
He had the yeah, his was the first one I noticed, and then I went into my opened my app and there it was, like, hey, you violated our whatever.
Interesting.
So no meta for me.
Oh well.
But I wasn't suspended, so that's a good thing.
Did we know people were suspended?
No. I think this
Oh.
was like a warning. It ha also happened to a friend of mine, a friend Joe. It happened to him for a different movie that he went to see. They pulled that down. So it wasn't just Eternals. I don't know what the deal is with that.
It seems to
Kind of
have been
weird.
happen.
Yeah.
Oh, it could have been because of the review bombing.
Yeah, well, we weren't, I wasn't, like, I didn't review it
No,
yet.
but just
We're
if you
about to.
tagged the movie, it removed it
Oh.
because of all the review bombing happened the day it came out.
Gotcha.
So,
Disney grabbed that by the balls.
yeah, it looks like this happened all through
Oh.
Reddit.
Oh, I didn't even think to look it up there. I should have.
And it seems to be the idea is that it removed everybody because
Gotcha.
they were being review bombed. So anybody that posted Thursday night about it.
Oh, so I can repost, even though I'm not going to go see that movie again.
I
But
think you're
that's another
safe now.
topic. Yes, that's a topic for later. You know what movie won't get review bombed, I don't think? And they released their final trailer today. So with fingers crossed, there's no more delays for Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Oh, that one did do a trailer today, yeah.
It did. So I texted our friendly neighborhood Ghostbuster, the biggest Ghostbuster fan in the world that I know, Danny Nogo, who used to do the Nerd Revolution podcast with us. My text to him was that they revealed too much in a trailer. Like this trailer. Did you see the trailer?
I did. I wasn't a fan of it.
I didn't. And he said the same thing. He's like, I'm glad I saw it, but he agreed. They revealed too. You got a reveal that you didn't need in the trailer. Like there's enough hype for this movie that you did not need that 3 second shot that they did. And I'm not going to spoil it for anyone.
Well, they've got 3 years of the movie not being released to
Right.
get through.
Yeah, but I mean, I
It's
don't know.
definitely a movie where less it would have been more.
Yes. And they were doing fine. The trailers up to this point were fine. That trailer where they called and Ray Stantz answers the phone, allegedly Ray Stantz, and says we're closed. That was perfect. You didn't need any more than that. That was just enough of a teaser for me.
Right. And
But
then, yeah, this
we'll see
one,
what happens.
curse more. It'll be
Yeah.
fine.
No, I'm actually
As I said,
excited for
look,
the movie.
I'm
We'll have
really
games.
excited for like a couple 70-year-old dudes to put on costumes
I
and
can't wait. At
dance
least
around.
the packs are lighter.
They should be,
Yes. No, well,
because
I
they're
think
probably mostly CGI now, would be my guess.
I want to ask Danny to jump in and talk about it when he sees it, and we can video him crying, and it'll be fun. It'll be good times.
Nice, we can do that.
Jurassic World 3 is officially done editing, mixed, ready to go, Colin Trevorrow said. Finally.
Trevorrow.
Yeah, him too. Both of them said that. They both said it. It's coming out June 2022.
That's sooner than I would have thought.
I
That's
have
good.
not seen a Jurassic movie since the first one. Shock?
I'm not shocked. No, not at all. Out of the first three, the first one is the strongest. I will say
Okay.
that. Second and third aren't bad, though. They're fine watches. Lots of good jump scares. I know you love a good jump scare.
Love a good jump scare. Almost as much as I love fan art.
The new ones are fine.
Oh, next week Chris Pratt will be voicing me on the podcast
I think he's due, right?
since he's voicing everything else in the
I don't get it.
voicing Garfield now.
I mean, of all the people that you have to be ho-hum and blah, why would you pick Chris Pratt to be Garfield?
I don't know. I would have done a great job as Garfield personally.
How do you not do David Levy? Is David? Is that, no, David was his name on the show. Eugene Levy's kid, Dan Levy.
Oh, Dan Levy. Yeah,
Why not get
anybody.
him?
I mean, I guess, star power, but Garfield gets boring anyway.
I
The
feel
same
like
as that.
Garfield's a bigger star than Chris Pratt.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, look, Tom and Jerry had Colin Jost was their big star.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Who will continue to be busted on for how he got Scarlett Johansson every week on SNL, which is fantastic.
Right. He wins. Like he wins.
He does.
And I don't know if I said this last week, but I went down a rabbit hole. And maybe we talked about it last week. I went down a rabbit hole and I watched all of the weekend updates where they made each other at the end of the season. That they make each other read each other's jokes. I think we did talk about
We
this.
talked about that, but I don't know that you've gone down the rabbit hole yet.
I went down the rabbit hole and watched. I think there's like 4 or 5 seasons worth of just like 2 minute
Yeah.
skits where, and it's Michael Che basically making Colin Jost read racist stuff the whole time.
Oh, it's great, yeah.
It's hilarious. It's one of the best skits I've seen Saturday Night Live do. I love it.
Yeah, they started it.
Like 2018, maybe, I want to say.
I want to say it was before
That's
the pandemic.
Oh yeah.
But they had a really good, they still did it during the pandemic though when it was at home, which was great.
And he got him with a really, really good Scarlett Johansson one too.
Oh yeah.
So there's a movie coming out. It's coming out in the theaters and it's coming out on HBO Max. And I actually really, oddly enough, I want to see this King Richard, right? It's Will Smith playing Serena and
Venus.
Venus's father. So from the Hollywood Reporter, since it's being released both in the theaters and on HBO Max, Will Smith apparently out of pocket funded bonuses for his co-stars. The cast received money from WB, but Will Smith then also paid bonuses to some of the cast members in addition to what Warner Brothers gave them. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think the movie would have done well in the theater. I mean, it's
Absolutely.
definitely there for award season,
Oh,
right?
yeah.
That's what
Yeah.
it's getting released for award season. And it looks actually pretty interesting. I knew a little bit about their dad, but not what it seems to be bringing across in this.
I had no idea.
So I think it looks like a good movie. I'll definitely watch it at home on HBO Max.
Same. Same. I will.
Probably
I'm
not because I
actually.
forget to watch HBO Max most of the time.
Yeah, this is weird. Like, it's weird that I actually really want to see this movie, but I'm really curious as to how, like, I like these, not so much documentaries, but I like those stories of how how people, like,
Yeah, so I
came
mean,
up and.
you got Gucci coming out too, which looks unreal.
Gucci was. Which
It's
one's Gucci?
one of the previews before all the movies that are out right now. It's with Lady Gaga and Adam Driver.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that does look good.
Jared Leto as a
Yes.
not Jared Leto.
No.
No, he's bald and at the
Oh.
comb over, and you saw him in the trailer and didn't know you saw him.
Gotcha.
He's the
Gotcha.
other Gucci brother.
Gotcha. Kind of like
And
Glenn Close and Hook.
I think you got Pacino, right, in it?
Yep.
Yeah, you got a
God,
pretty good.
I hope he gets one dialogue, one section of dialogue where he overacts the hell out of it.
Oh, it looks like it's every scene from the
Oh, that's
credits.
phenomenal. I love
Because
it.
he's like the patriarch of the family. He's the old Gucci.
Yes. I went back and I watched some of the greatest dialogue scenes. There's like a five-part YouTube thing somebody put together, and his speech in Any Given Sunday is one
Oh
of
my God.
the supposed best. Very overacted. I love every second of it.
Oh, but it's great. It's that whole
Yes.
movie's overacted and it's phenomenal, every minute
I love Steamin' Willie Beeman.
of it.
A huge fan.
With just to go back to the HBO Max thing, for anybody that's
Yes.
not watching right now, Young Justice, the animated show, is doing some real heavy lifting as far as what they're covering. DC does tend to go dark, as we all know from the movies, but the animated piece of that show kind of brings it so it doesn't feel as heavy as it is, but they get into like trauma of dealing with like l the fact that superheroes have to lose other superheroes and how do they then deal with that?
Oh, that's not something you
And
really get to see.
no, and they start making fun of themselves because every season there's been like a traitor that's joined a team in their midst. So now they're starting to make fun of themselves. Well, like this person shows up and says this other person's going to show up and be a traitor. And then they take them both back to the thing and are like, I don't know, which one do you think it's going to be? I don't know. It could be both. But the show's doing some really, really good work, and it's come a long way in the 10 years since it's been on.
Oh,
And
nice.
you got the Doom Patrol finale coming up this week on HBO Max too, which looks like they're actually going to have a full season thought for
I'm
the
almost
first
caught
time in a
up. I'm
while.
almost caught up on that.
Just 30 episodes to go, Frank.
Yep, basically, yes. So, remember last season, I hate watched the Mighty Ducks, right?
I do remember
I
that,
was
yeah.
very into disliking it until it turned me around and I actually liked it. I can no longer watch the Mighty Ducks.
Oh
I
no,
can't
what
watch it at
happened?
all. So, Emilio Estevez, who plays Gordon Bombay, will not return to season two of the Mighty Ducks. Now, the first story that came out, allegedly, he was refusing to comply with the COVID vaccine requirement. And as I was typing that up and I Googled something else, I came across a statement from him. So apparently, he actually got COVID before the pandemic shut everything down. He actually
Oh.
contracted COVID and didn't make it public, but told the right people with the show and all that. So it's a whole long, long, long thing. But in a nutshell, he basically says, where is it? My exit from the show was due to a myriad of creative differences. Any other narrative is false. So he didn't like the direction his character was going, and there was a contract issue, and then there's some COVID stuff involved in it too. He says something about him being anti-bully, which has something to do with the producers in the show and him, not the kids or anything like that. So he is stepping away from the show and he will no longer be part of the Mighty Ducks TV show, which means Orrin Graham's the coach without the help of Gordon Bombay, and I'm out. Right there, I'm out. No Gordon, no me.
You don't think they'll bring in like Charlie Sheen as his long lost
I
brother that comes in to coach the team?
that would bring me right back around.
Or
I would be right there every second of the way.
do you think Josh Jackson comes back in?
So they were trying to get him back to begin with because they actually teased the storyline with him and Gordon where they didn't like they kind of drifted apart and one was mad at the other. So that was going to be like a through line through the whole second season.
Yeah.
So that's gone.
Well, but do you think they bring him in as the coach instead?
It depends on his scheduling because he's in that Dr. Death show on
Yeah.
Peacock.
Yeah.
So I guess if they can get
It's
him.
not Disney money though. That Comcast
True.
Universal money is not, they've got nothing on Disney money.
I don't know. Comcast Universal's got some friggin' money.
I
But,
don't know.
so I'm out. I'm out.
They haven't released any of those Marvel movies though.
That's
So, you
true.
know.
They haven't. Remember How I Met Your Mother?
I do. I watched, I think, every episode of that show.
I enjoyed it up until the finale. And
I enjoyed the finale.
yeah. They screwed the pooch on that. Putting him at Robin screws the pooch. It totally goes against everything that they build up that season where the two of them weren't a match and she was perfect with Barney, but that's neither here nor there because How I Met Your Father is coming.
Ooh.
How I Fet Your how,
Wow.
How I Met Your Father is starring Hilary Duff
Yeah,
as
because
the female
she was supposed to
character.
have another show that dropped out, right?
Right.
She was supposed to do a Hilary Duff reboot or whatever she
Right.
was.
So they're going to do the basically the same format, and it's going to be Hilary Duff's character telling her kids how she met their father. They found the narrator for the show, much
Oh.
the same as Bob Saget was the narrator for How I Met Your Mother. Kim Cattrall is going to be the narrator for How I Met Your Father.
So these kids are going to be old.
I don't know.
Or she's not going to meet the father till she's like 50.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work. I
Because
have
Bob
no idea
Saget
how.
has eternally the same voice.
Right.
Kim Cattrall, not so much.
Not as much, no. Shit, the web page I had open isn't here. Oh, goody.
Oh. Well, that makes me
Yeah.
sad. But yeah, do we know who else is on there? Is anybody else good cast in that show?
There is a cast list that, if I were on top of my game, I would have How I Met
Oh,
Your
and
Father.
they just dropped a Stranger Things teaser for trailer four.
Trailer 4. Okay.
A season four.
Season 4.
You
Let's
you're big into Stranger Things, right, Frank? It's great.
I actually do want to catch up on it.
Oh, Josh Peck is cast in it.
Josh Peck is in this. Christopher Lowell. Francia Raja.
Yep, I got nothing.
No, I got nothing on any of these. Ashley Reyes, Tom Ainsley, Tien Tran. I don't know any of these people, so
Nope,
it's
nope.
10
All right,
episodes.
cool.
I'm okay. I'm okay. I'll watch it.
I won't.
I'll,
You can tell me how it is.
I will let you know.
I'll watch a bunch of other stuff and you watch that and then we'll tell each
We
other how they are.
there we go. That's what makes this show great.
It is.
November 12th. That's just a couple days away from us. Now that's
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4 days away. It's Friday. That'll be Disney Plus Day. It's the second anniversary
Yeah.
of the Disney Plus streaming service. So of course Disney's going to have an event for
Some good stuff they're putting out for this.
Yes, this page doesn't have that because that's awesome. I clicked on the wrong page.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
And
I had something for it, but
clearly you didn't click on the page that I sent you earlier.
now it's on my phone. It's all the way over here and really small.
Oh,
As of July 3rd, Disney Plus had 116 million subscribers worldwide. So here's what it says. Content that will debut November 12th on the streamer will include a documentary feature, The Making of Happier Than Ever, a love letter to Los Angeles about Billie Eilish's recent Disney Plus concert special. That's exciting. Marvel Assembled, The Making of Shang-Chi and The Legend of
Yeah.
the Ten Rings.
Let me tell you about Marvel Assembled. It
Yeah.
is so disappointing.
I tapped out after the WandaVision one.
They they continue to give you a lot of content without giving you any
Yeah.
relevant information or content.
So does that mean Marvel Studios Legends Hawkeye, an episode that revisits all of Hawkeye's epic moments from the MCU, should last about what, 8 minutes?
That seems long. I mean,
It
they
pretty
really stretched a couple of them. Like, they're one for Vision. Vision was in like 12 minutes of the movies. They
Yeah.
really stretched that one out. They're like, he did
Look,
stuff.
I'm super excited for Hawkeye, believe me, but he really wasn't in the movie. He was in Endgame more than he was in any of the others, I think.
I think it was in Age of Ultron quite a bit because we
Oh,
got to
that's
meet his
right.
family.
That's right. What else? Enchanted, the 2007 live-action animated musical fantasy rom-com movie starring Amy Adams and Patrick Dempsey will be coming to Disney Plus.
The original?
That's what it says.
Oh, okay. I know they're doing a remake.
Spin, a Disney Channel original movie in which Rhea, an Indian American teen, discovers her passion for creating DJ mixes that blend her South Asian culture and the world around her.
Oh, I thought it was going to be about her taking spin classes.
No, I would take a spin class.
No, you wouldn't.
All episodes of Fancy Nancy Season 3, which will launch day and date with the series premiere on Disney Junior.
Oh.
Specials from Pixar Animation Studios at 8 a.m. Pacific Time and from Marvel Studios at 8:45 a.m. Pacific Time, along with other sneak peeks. And then there's a whole bunch of shows. And I believe, let's see, I believe they're dropping the price to like $1.99
Yeah, it's for like a month.
for a month.
So the one of those shows I'm most excited about that they're dropping that day is Jeff Goldblum's back.
Yes, I haven't
Which,
watched that yet, but that
oh,
looks
it's
pretty
so
good.
fun. It's just Jeff Goldblum going around and finding things out and being delightful.
I love Jeff Goldblum.
It's like the one was like Jeff Goldblum discovers shoes.
The
And
world
it's him
according to
learn
Jeff Goldblum.
yeah, and it's him learning like how sneakers are this huge thing. And he goes to like sneaker conventions. And he's
That's
like,
awesome.
I don't understand. And barbecue. He does an episode on barbecue.
Oh my God,
There's
really?
another one he learns about jeans. And like literally, but you learn like the history of denim
Oh, that's kind of
through the
cool.
episode, like where it came from. And you go and you like a master clothes designer at Levi who like determines how they fade and stretch
Oh,
each
that's
pair of
actually kind of
jeans.
neat.
It's super cool. The show's super fun. And it's all Jeff Goldblum, like who's like, oh my God, I this is amazing. How did I? And he's overacting the entire time. It's fantastic.
Who's overacting is better, him or Al Pacino?
Oh, I thought you were gonna go Shatner. Because I think
No.
him more in the Shatner
Oh,
camp.
Christ, Shatner's good.
Yeah, but I think Goldblum does a lot more of it.
Yeah, I think his is more intentional. I think
Well, it's
Shatner's just.
Priceline versus Apartments.com. Where do you go?
Yeah, you gotta go to apartments.com.
Right?
Also debuting is going to be actually on Disney Plus. Shang-Chi will debut, Jungle Cruise, Home Sweet Home Alone, thank God, will be debuting.
Oh, good.
Olaf Presents and a whole bunch of other stuff.
I'll end up watching Jungle Cruise then, and maybe let the family see
Ooh, Under the Helmet,
Shang-Chi.
The Legends, The Legacy of Boba Fett.
Oh yeah, that one actually looks like it might be good, but probably not because I mean Boba Fett hasn't really been anything. We all remember him from a minute and a half of Return of the Jedi,
Yes.
and what the Star Wars Christmas special that I still have yet to see, the holiday special. I gotta find
Really?
that this year.
Oh, that's out there. That's out
Oh, I
there.
know. I gotta find it this year. I don't know why it's not on Disney Plus
I don't think you're ever going to see that on Disney Plus. I don't think ever. Well, that's where he got his gun from, was from the holiday special.
It was where he's from.
That's where he's from.
Yeah.
Let's see. Over on the DC side of the universe, the Batgirl movie. Are you excited about Batgirl's movie?
No.
Not a little bit? Well, the Batgirl movie will feature a Batman. And J.K. Simmons is going to be the Commissioner Gordon in that Batgirl movie, but we're not sure which Batman we're going to get. Because Michael Keaton is older than Commissioner Gordon. He's older than J.K. Simmons. And Ben
Is he?
Affleck, yeah, I think he is. I'm pretty sure he is.
You keep talking. I'll look.
So Ben Affleck, we're not sure how he is with the DC EU anymore, so he might not be there. Could it be Robert Pattinson's Batman, but we don't know. Could be any of them. Could be Michael Keaton.
Keaton's 4 years older than J.K. Simmons.
Right. So Batman, shouldn't Batman be younger than Commissioner Gordon? Is that how
You
that?
can play that pretty. It's 4 years.
Yeah,
Neither one is a spring
J.K.
chicken.
Simmons is. Rrr. He was.
Well, we all thought that was for that role, right? It wasn't. I told you
No.
that, right?
Yes.
That's
It
for the
was for a
Tomorrow
different.
War,
Right.
where he was.
Yeah. So that is happening.
Are you
There
excited
is.
for the Batgirl show?
I'm a big fanboy for Batman stuff, and that includes Batgirl. So we'll see. I'm not. Barry Keoghan might play Joker in the Batman. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. I would like that. That's a. There you go.
Oh,
I
in the
would like.
movie, The Batman, huh?
Yeah, I would like that. Who's Barry? Wait, do I know him?
I'm sure you do.
I do. Oh, he was in, oh, okay.
We just saw
Duh.
him.
He
He
was in the Eternals. Yes. Okay. I knew the name sounded familiar. Also Black Adam. Black Adam's coming soon. Well, next year.
yeah.
Next year. But there's big announcements coming. Producer Hiram Garcia said we're gonna definitely get into Black Adam 2. They haven't officially announced it yet, but there's also a ton of spin-offs coming from that movie. They're spinning off movies. So I think they're gonna create their own Dwayne Johnson verse.
If they could stop shooting movies at night, it'd be great.
I think that's a Zack Snyder thing.
So it's funny. I was listening to something the other day and they actually talked about that. It's not just that. It's like all the movies that are shot at night for the fight scenes don't do great and get panned. So if you
Oh,
notice,
no.
all Marvel's fight scenes are during the day. There's very few at night.
Right.
But all of DC's and most of Sony's, outside of the Spider-Man movies, are all nighttime fight scenes because it's easier to CGI. Like Wonder Woman, too dark to see,
Oh, okay,
right?
I get it. Yep.
Batman versus Superman,
What
so
if
dark you couldn't, like the final fight scene. Justice League,
they
fought at night.
do a what if they do a DC Universe fight scene at night that has Tom Cruise running in it? See, every movie that Tom Cruise runs in does really, really, really well. There's actually proof of that online. And if I remember, I'll go back and look for that next time.
Well, here's a question. Which fight scene in Justice League was better? The one in the park during the day with Superman when he comes up, or the one at the end that was at night?
Oh, you got to go to the one in the park because
Well, right?
there was. There was also a tiny bit of comedy in that, like when the Flash was trying to run around them and it went one of the 24 minutes of slow motion and
yeah.
he turned and watched the Flash. But there's going to be a lot of Black Adam spinoffs. I mean, I guess that's, you got
That's
Dr.
fine.
Fate, you got the Justice League of America or Justice Society of America, I'm sorry.
Yeah, these guys,
Hawkman.
I'm excited for the Justice Society, and that's what I was talking about in Stargirl. They touch on Justice Society of America. I
Right.
wouldn't be surprised if they end up introducing through these spinoffs a Stargirl in the movies.
Okay.
Because,
Maybe
well,
they could
one,
put her in
Geoff
a Flash
Johns
movie.
is well, Geoff Johns is tied to all these movies pretty tight, and he loves that character because that was like the first character he created at DC, and it's based on his sister.
I think if we're lucky, the actual Ezra Miller is only in the Flash for 5 minutes and the rest is just cameos
Fingers
running
crossed,
around.
man. I'm excited about
So,
that we might get a Joker snippet in there, though.
I would like that too. I
I
would like
from
a
the
teaser
Batman
there.
trailer, I don't think we've seen the Riddler yet in the Batman trailer. I don't think that's him because notice they never showed his face. So I think if they
Yeah.
showed his face, we would know that's not the guy playing the Riddler.
I see what you're saying. Superman and
It's all a bait and
Lois,
switch.
it might be. Superman
Yeah,
and Lois
Superman and
is
Lois.
set for January 2022 release for season two. That gives
Okay.
this is what I exactly wrote in here. This which gives Jack enough time to digest the Supergirl finale.
Barely. That'll be 2 months.
Yeah.
That'll be
So
a lot of time to rewatch. Maybe we should
Starts.
do a show where we rewatch all of Supergirl together, Frank.
No, we did that
We can
crisis thing.
chronicle
That's
the
good.
decline. We can
We don't have to
chronicle the
do that.
decline of Supergirl.
Nah, we're good. I think we're all right with that.
Okay.
I would rather rewatch Battlestar Galactica with you.
Oh, yeah.
That actually isn't a bad idea.
I
We'll
don't rewatch
discuss.
stuff.
Now, January 11th is when Superman and Lois comes back on a Tuesday night. The Flash, so this is weird if I read this correctly. The Flash is coming back November 16th, right? That's a week from today, just about.
This week
It's
from
gonna do
tomorrow, yeah.
its 5-part Armageddon premiere, and then it's gone until March 9th, 2022, and it moves to Wednesdays.
That's a horrible idea.
Yes.
Like, the Flash has
Yes.
been Tuesday night.
Yes, and they're moving it to Wednesdays. Was is I don't understand why, but
I don't remember what was in the Wednesday slot last year.
me either.
Because it was
When's
not Flash.
Legends?
Legends is currently in the Wednesday slot at 8, and Batwoman's in the Wednesday slot at 9. So
So
I'm
they're gonna
wondering
move
what they're
one
going to
of them.
move. I guess. I don't know why. Because it's the last
So,
season for Batwoman.
yep.
And Legends might have a season left in it.
So I'm caught almost all the way up on Legends up until I think I'm like two episodes back right now.
You're one. You're one
And
episode back. They're on episode 101, was last week.
oh, okay, then I'm one back. Cool. So as far as episode 100, I'm going to spoil a little bit of Legends for anyone that does watch Legends. Disappointing. Just really just disappointing. The
Yeah.
cameos were nice, but it was too camp. I mean, I know the show's campy, but they were too, they just felt out of place and forced into that episode. I enjoyed Jax. I enjoyed him. I thought he was good. The accent was a little weird.
Was when they gave him the British accent at first. I was like, wait a minute, but he's
Yeah.
German.
Yeah. And I just felt forced. It felt like the whole Victor Garber part was just incredibly, like, that seemed like it was more a vehicle for him to just sing and dance at that point.
Well, usually that's what
But
he wants.
he's got another TV show that's on right now.
Does he?
He does. It's on Global TV. It's called Family Law.
Oh.
It stars Victor Garber, Jewel State from Stargate Atlantis and Firefly.
Sure. Oh,
You would
yes.
know her if you
I know
saw her.
her. Yep. Nope.
Yes.
Unless you said Firefly, a Jewel Slate. Yeah.
Right. And then there's two other people. One of the girls used to be in Warehouse 13. She was the Lena. Did you ever watch Warehouse 13?
No, you've talked about it.
Yeah, very
It's on
good
my.
show.
Hold on. Write that on my
Yeah,
list.
right there. Is it right? Is that next to my list?
It
You have a
is.
copy of my list right there
It is.
too?
I do.
Yeah.
So with the I forget what show we were just talking about. Oh my God.
Legends.
Legends.
Yes,
So I
Legends.
thought it was my favorite part of that show was that Brandon Routh came back and I
Yes.
got to see him and Nate, the character
Yes.
Nate, together again and broing out.
And I'm
And
looking
it
forward to
didn't
him.
focus on Zari's brother. So that made me happy.
No, I don't like him as much.
No,
He's not.
I need Zari that's stuck in the other
Yes.
world back all the time.
Yes.
She's my favorite
Yes.
Zari.
Same. Same. And I'm looking forward to Brandon being on the Flash, because him and the Flash seem to like bro out a tiny little bit, which is cool. Unless
Yeah.
that's the only scene they share, is that scene
It
that
probably
in the
is.
previous.
Given how these previews work, that's probably the whole episode.
Right.
The rest of it's going to be Iris telling Barry to run, or Iris running because Barry can't.
Well, family runs.
Yeah, they
You know, it'd be a great crossover.
Fast and the Flash and the
Yes.
Furious.
Flash and the Furious.
Yeah.
It's all about family.
Yeah, but it has to be with the TV show, not the
Oh,
movie.
well, no, it's got to be with the movie.
No, it can't be. There's no family in the movie.
Movie is family.
No.
I have a tiny, small, little thing for Star Wars. You're going to love this.
Oh yeah.
Patty Jenkins' vehicle, I like that word today,
Yeah,
Rogue
Rogue Squadron,
Squadron,
right?
delayed. Filming for that is delayed due to her busy schedule. So they didn't move the release date yet. Still scheduled at this point for a December 2023 release. Production is delayed. She has Wonder Woman 3 with Gal Gadot and a larger role for original Wonder Woman Linda Carter
Yeah.
in the third movie. And she's filming Cleopatra with Gal Gadot as well.
Oh.
They're biffs. They're busies. So Rogue Squadron's got kind of got pushed down. Is Rogue Squadron was supposed to be
Can't wait to
done
see how
before Wonder
inaccurate
Woman?
the Cleopatra movie is going to be. Gonna be like the commercial on TV where she's ordering from Amazon. It'll be great.
Oh, it might be. Now over in the Marvel universe, where we're gonna
Ooh, Marvel.
round ourselves out slowly.
Oh. Well, Frank decided to take a hiatus for a moment while that. So I'm sure there's Marvel stuff coming up soon. We did see the Eternals. And while he's gone, I'll take this minute to say, hey, if you're watching, make sure you tell a friend, tell them they can find the podcast on Spotify and iTunes and anywhere else they listen to this podcast, Google. We're on all those places. Hey, Frank. And if it's on Apple, drop us that 5-star rating. Give us a comment. It helps us out a lot. And, we're also on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, all the places where you can stream all the things. So check us out those spots. Give us a like, a subscribe, a thumbs up, whatever you have to do. And tell a friend. And now back to our regularly scheduled program.
This commercial has been brought to you by GeekSpot News. I hit the leave studio button and
I
not.
saw you left.
I
You didn't even
did.
say goodbye. You didn't
Nope.
wave. You're just
Nothing.
gone.
Black Panther. Black Panther 2. The
Oh.
Wakanda Forever movie is shut down production. So Letitia White was injured, or Letitia Wright, pardon me, was injured back in September and was supposed to be okay to start filming again. But they've decided to shut down production completely until early 2022. Originally, Black Panther was scheduled for a July 2022 release. That was pushed to November 2022, as we spoke about before. So that explains why that movie probably was pushed, was due to her injury being more severe than originally thought.
Yeah, and that's fine.
There's also a rumor that Wakanda Forever will introduce T'Challa's son, which I think would be interesting.
It'd be so anti everything they've shown us about the character.
Maybe he was busy. He had some downtime after Endgame.
Well, yeah, I mean, we'll see. Are they gonna? We'll see. I don't know if they're going to time jump. How they're going to play that?
I don't know. Monday morning, that would be this morning, the morning of the recording of this, cameras began to roll on Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Director James Gunn shared a snapshot of himself along with the film's cast celebrating the momentous occasion. Will Poulter was visible, who will be playing.
Him.
Which him?
Him.
Which him?
The character's name is him.
No, it's not.
It was.
Oh, what is it now?
It's Adam Warlock now.
Adam Warlock.
But it was him. Because the girl, the gold chick in the Last Guardians movie's name is her. And
I
she
got
made
it.
a him
That's right.
who then became Adam Warlock.
There was a surprise in the photo. It included actor Chukwudi Iwuji. I said that right because I Googled it ahead of time. He's an actor that is set to appear in Gunn's Peacemaker series in January. Gunn confirmed shortly after the photo was released that Iwuji has been cast in the film, teasing what seems to be a hefty role.
Oh, all right.
So the rumors are starting to swirl, and one of them is that he is playing the engineer. For, no, I'm kidding.
Couldn't help yourself, could you?
No, I couldn't. I saw an opening and I took it. The Silver Surfer is the one of the big rumors.
Oh, really?
So I you know, as we get closer to these movies being ramped up, you're going to probably see that a lot. Fantastic Four, you're going to start seeing rumors kick up about that again because as you know, as we turn the
Yeah.
calendar page, it'll be another year closer to that movie coming out.
I mean, unless you're going to. No, that movie's never coming out. Phase 4 is going to last for 75 years at this rate, I think. I don't know if you introduce Silver Surfer. Unless you. I think you got to get through Kang before you introduce Silver Surfer.
I agree.
Right? And then you go all in and do him as the Herald of
But
Galactus, like the right way.
does Kang come out Or does Kang, does Ant-Man come out before Guardians 3? I don't remember when Ant-Man
No.
comes out. No?
Ant-Man's later on that year, I think.
Maybe they introduce Silver Surfer as a prelude to Kang?
I just saw something with Dylan in chats talking about Doctor Doom to have justice. I just saw something with
I would love Doctor Doom to be cast.
the guy who played Scarecrow in Batman Dark Knight.
Cillian Murphy?
Yes, as Doctor Doom. And I was like, I'm sold.
Okay. Yeah, I could see it.
I think
I
it was
could see
fan
that.
art that I saw, Frank. I know you
Oh
love
man,
your
I'm
fan
out.
art.
I'm gonna leave the studio again. I do have art for you though. I
Oh,
do have art tonight.
all
I
right.
do. We're gonna share a picture of a movie poster that was just released.
Oh, all right. I may have seen this.
So here is Spider-Man No Way Home's movie poster. For those of you that are listening to this later in the week on the podcast, you can Google the poster for Spider-Man No Way Home. There's actually a lot revealed in this poster. Some stuff that people missed. And so right away, you see the Doc Ock, the octopus
Yeah.
arms, right? And you see the lightning for Electro.
Yeah.
That's two, right?
Oh, it's yellow lightning. That's a plus.
That's a plus. So all in the background there, that looks like sand, doesn't it?
It
Behind them,
does.
that could be Sandman, so that's three of the six. And then in the right over here in the top right corner almost underneath one of the arms is the goblin. Little green goblin floating there, blue against the blue sky, like almost so you can't see him.
Yeah, I didn't catch him till you mentioned that, or
That's
till I
four.
saw it in the thing. Yeah.
So that's four villains of the six. Where'd he get the other two from? I know what my theory is on it.
What's your theory on the other two?
My theory is you take the Vulture out of Gotham and put him, because you have the Vulture,
Yeah.
Michael Keaton, who's actually, unfortunately, in Morbius also. So you could take him out of that hell and put him in that movie. So there's five possibly. And then you have the Scorpion teased at the end of the Spider-Man movie, Homecoming. So that would be six, right? If my
It
math adds
would
up.
be. I doubt. I believe this was filming while Better Call Saul was filming, though, so I don't think you get Scorpion.
Okay. So then you would have to maybe get Rhino.
Maybe. I don't. But do they give us the Sinister Six from established villains?
I think Mysterio is back too early. Okay. So that Mysterio, I totally forgot about Mysterio, and I literally just finished watching that movie the other day. I rewatched both of them.
And do we get Mysterio replaced by Ralphie as the
Now,
new Mysterio instead of Jake Gyllenhaal?
I don't know how you don't bring Jake back.
Well, he's dead. So
Is he
do
though? Is he though?
so but do you
But
instead
he.
get, I mean, but we set it up where Ralphie got away, right?
Does anyone but Tony Stark actually die in Marvel movies?
Not yet.
And is Doc Ock's
Oh yeah,
if oh
Scarlett
she's yeah
Johansson. Yeah.
well she fixed her lawsuit so she might not be all the way dead.
Nah, we'll see.
She she was really dead for a little while.
Yeah.
There was also a theory going around out there that Dr. Octopus's arms were our Stark technology. From the alternate universe that he comes from. I don't want that.
Make it Hammer Tech. Bring
See
back
that?
Justin Hammer.
I'm
His
all for it.
cameo in the All Hail the King, or All Hail the whatever it was with the Mandarin, was
Oh, yes,
fantastic.
it was. What else do I have here?
Well, we got a movie to talk about.
I have a background to change to when we get to the spoilers. So Eternals came out. This is spoiler free still. We're not into the spoiler territory yet. I will change my background for those of you watching live to the Eternals to an Eternals poster I have, so we know that we're in the spoiler territory. Eternals made 161.7 million at the global box office over the weekend.
That
Not
big,
great.
is that biggest opening?
The film opened in several major markets. 14.4 in South Korea, 7.1 in England. Let's see. I think it is. Yeah, I think that's the, bigger than.
I don't even know if Bond got there yet, did they? I know Bond didn't break even yet, that's for sure.
Well, it's this says so. This says, "No Time to Die," which marks Daniel Craig's last outing as 007, continued to hit impressive box office heights, at least considering the pandemic of it all. The James Bond sequel picked up 27.2 million.
Ooh.
Its total now stands at 667.1.
All right, and they need 900 million to break even.
Yep.
That's crazy.
F9 made 721 globally in the pan in the COVID era,
Okay.
as they're calling it now.
Well, we'll see what happens because Eternals is having some markets that they can't get into
That's true. Next
and
week it
some
opens in Russia
controversy.
and Indonesia. You would not be lost, Jack. Welcome to the show, by the way. But no, you wouldn't see you wouldn't be lost.
Because we're not talking about it yet.
No,
So,
we are talking about
but we
actually,
are.
so Eternals
We're not
domestic.
spoiling yet.
No, not spoils yet. It's Marvel Studios' $71 million opening weekend domestic box office performance is Marvel's lowest since Ant-Man 2015.
Okay.
So that's domestically.
It's a long movie, too. Like, it's their longest movie since Endgame.
it is a long movie, that's for sure.
And
Apparently.
it has star power, but no like current star power. And we're falling into this thing now where like
No.
no, it's at least
Eternals.
seven, 10 times better than Eternal Signal
Is
singular.
it? I don't know.
No, there's 10 Eternals. But you're falling into this piece where like, oh my God, these huge stars from Game of Thrones. Guess what? They're not huge stars. They were on Game of Thrones. It was a huge show.
It was a huge show.
'Cause if you're going to tell me Emilia Clarke is a huge star from Game of Thrones, I'll show you Last Christmas and some other movies and tell you how that worked out for her.
Terminator, her Terminator movie?
Yeah, any of those. No, they're awful and they didn't do well.
No, but I like her a lot,
The
so
only star from
okay.
Game of Thrones is Jason Momoa and he got out in season one or two.
Actually, Sean Bean.
May have been a star before.
Vinny Chase is not in it. Good call. I do like that.
He could have been
Lena Headey, Peter
not current,
Dinklage.
also not big movie stars, not box
Huge.
office wins.
Oh,
No.
box office wins. Charles Dance?
No. Lena Headey
Maybe.
is definitely not a box office win.
Not a win. She's good on TV show Terminator. A lot of Terminator.
That was a long time ago.
It really was.
So, but anyway, back to this point, right? Like you have Richard Madden and Angelina Jolie, I don't think you can say is a movie star anymore.
Well, yeah, I guess.
I don't Salma Hayek is great, but she's hasn't been a lead in God knows
She
how
actually
long.
signed a multi-picture deal.
That's interesting. With
Yes,
who?
it is. We'll talk about that in a couple minutes.
Like all the big names they cast in it, like none of them are big movie stars though. They're
So
just big names.
Richard Madden, who played Icarus and was the king in the north for a while, they were asking him at one of his at a press junket somewhere. They were asking him James Bond questions because
Oh.
his name comes up all the
Nah.
time as possibly the next James Bond. He refused to answer, and they made them change the question and stop talking. So that's they normally don't do that. Normally they just kind of say no and move on, but they were all like, don't talk about that right now. So maybe
Well,
he's in negotiations for it.
or he might be on a long list, and the same
Yes.
thing that happened to Lucy Lawless
It's true.
could be the case. Because if you
That's
remember
true.
Lucy Lawless,
Yep.
everybody kept tapping her in to replace Gina Carano, and then she was like, "Well, I lost a role because you guys all started fan casting me, and they didn't want to think that the fans won."
Right.
So, but back to what we were saying. So it didn't open a lot of places, not a lot, but a few.
I mean,
There's some controversy about the movie,
there is.
and some diversity issues with it, which I thought it was a
Can we
great cast.
can you mention that without spoiling it? Can we or do we have to like go into spoilers to talk about the movie itself?
No, not for this part, I don't think, because there's nothing spoilery in that part. So
No, it was in the trailer.
yeah, so I mean you get a little something something. It's the first
Yep.
first straight sex scene in a Marvel movie.
Didn't need it.
Didn't need it in any way, shape, or form. I
No.
thought it took away and made me go, oh, well, that's going to hurt your audience.
I think a little bit. I
From a
definitely
kid's
think
perspective, because like I'm like, if my kid was 2 years younger, I wouldn't take him to that. Even though I
it
took him to
wasn't
Guardian and we got egos schlong flopping across the screen.
right. I mean, this it wasn't a graphic. There wasn't it really wasn't anything graphic. It wasn't
No.
long, and it wasn't like you got boobs flying all over the place, and it was just kind of laying there and a little bit of rocking, and that was it. But I didn't need it to tell. They wanted that. They said that they put it in there because they needed that to drive home the love between the two characters. I didn't need that.
No, what it was is you had Chloe Zhao, who's apparently a fantastic director. I haven't seen any of her other movies, I don't think. However, you had somebody that's used to making Hollywood Oscar type movies.
Right.
It's like, ooh, we need to have this for the story. You don't,
No.
because these movies do great without having any of that stuff. And I buy the love of Steve and Peggy way more than I bought the one in this movie.
Didn't need anything from them.
Right, so you didn't need that part in here, but it's that mindset of this is what a Oscar-worthy movie looks like, and I'm going to put this into the movie. And the rest of the diversity piece, while it's being, called out by a lot of people that haven't seen the movie, it's a diverse movie that just lives in its diversity. It doesn't beat you over the head saying, "Look at how diverse we are." It's just part of the movie. So I don't know why there's been so much talk about that and so many issues with that. Disney has done a good job of standing their ground and saying, hey, look, we're not going to cut certain scenes out just to make it fit into your market. Your market just won't play it. That's fine with us. They did cut the sex scene out in multiple markets. But they're not going to cut out the one eternal, which honestly, if you live for 7,000 years, you might try some different things.
Maybe a little bit.
I assume you'd try it all at some point during 7,000 years. And it has a husband and a child, which is in the trailers, so no spoilers there.
Right.
And they do it's they don't make it about that. They make it about the fact that he has a family. It doesn't matter what the family looks like, the guy has a family. And if you've heard my reviews of Supergirl and the CW shows, you will know I'm not a champion of the woke cause typically.
Right.
But I have no problems with showing diversity and showing those crowds, and I think it's great. And as long as you make it a matter of fact, like it is in real life, cool.
Yeah, I personally didn't have any issue with that part of it at all. I didn't have an issue with the diverse cast. I thought the cast was pretty good for what they did in the movie. I thought the cast was great. There's a couple of other problems I have with the movie that we're going to talk about in a minute here, because I'm gonna change my background,
Yeah,
and
we can go spoilery.
I'm gonna tell you that we're about to spoil Eternals. So if
Jack, I'm
you,
gonna miss you, buddy.
yeah, sorry, Jack. There it is. I even got a nice picture of them too. Actually, it's a pretty good picture of them. If you have not seen the Eternals, you want to dip out of the podcast now. Then what you want to do is you want to see the Eternals, and then you want to come back and listen to the podcast again, or fast forward all the way near to the end to where we talk about the spoilery part of the podcast. And you can catch up with us there.
True
So
story.
now let's
Wow,
look
and we
at the
get the little
bottom.
sign underneath that says spoiler time. All
Spoiler time. Anyway, yeah, I got that one too.
look at that. So
So,
what'd you think?
okay. I will never see this movie again in its entirety. All right. I didn't hate this movie, but there was like at least 30 minutes of this movie that I could have done without. At least 30 minutes. It drug way too much. The thing we referenced earlier with Salma Hayek signing a multiple picture deal is pretty amusing when they kill her off in the beginning of the movie.
However,
However,
they're all technically clones, so there's plenty of Salma Hayeks around the universe that they're going to
that's
find.
That's true.
So I guarantee you they just go find an Ajax. Ajax.
Let's see, what else did I have a problem with? I had a problem with the fact that there's a giant, huge celestial head sticking out of the planet Earth and fingers, and nobody realized. Where are the other superheroes in the world right now? Okay, I get they explained out of the blip really well. Okay, they explained that well enough.
They didn't do what everybody had been saying and being like, Endgame plays a major part in this movie. Endgame didn't do shit in this movie.
Endgame had a blurb in the movie.
Yeah, like
And
I
it was a flashback 3/4 of the way through the movie. Right?
was there one to
Well, no,
did I fall
not to
asleep during that
not
part?
a not a flashback to Endgame, a flashback to the conversation that Salma Hayek's character had with Icarus.
Oh yeah, but well, they also referenced it during the dinner at Gilgamesh
Right.
and
That's what
Athena's
I meant.
place.
Yes, that's what I meant. So there's this giant celestial head in the ocean somewhere. Half in Earth, half out of Earth. What happens to the planet? It's in the core of the planet,
Right,
right?
like all the way to the core of the planet. It's
Right.
yeah. And would have made more sense with that is since you have Cersei, who can change things to other things, why wouldn't you just make it like nitrogen
Something?
or
You
oxygen
know?
or whatever, and you just make it a gas instead of a rock?
I it
Though that was
had
foreshadowed when she kept talking about I make a rock into this and I can make a rock into
right.
that.
I got the for the only thing the only foreshadow I missed was when they were sitting in the vault, in the room with all the treasures, and she mentioned the ebony sword, and I completely skipped over on that in my head and didn't realize until the end of the movie, to the end credits,
Oh.
and I was like, oh shit, oh shit.
Yeah. Oh, I got that one right then. I was like,
Well, I
okay.
figured you did. There's a ton of Easter eggs, and we're not gonna I'm not gonna go through all the Easter eggs that they did.
So, all right. So you thought it was long.
I thought it was about 30 minutes longer than it
And
needed to be.
you thought it was okay.
It was an okay movie. I like Superman flying off to find Krypton at the end. I mean, Icarus flying off to
Flying into the sun.
the I don't know.
But then we can get all of them back in the next movie because they set that up where they can just keep recasting them. And then they set us up so that Sprite can age so they don't have
Yes.
to deal with the fact that the actress is going to get older.
That's actually forward thinking in a movie.
Well,
They never
especially.
do that. Kingo. Yes. Okay. That I like. The whole Bollywood thing. Wait, no, Kingo was
Yeah,
the
no, that was.
Alfred guy, right? Kingo was the
No.
Wait, which one was Kingo? Was Kingo
Kingo is,
Kumali, or
yes.
was Kingo the chubby guy that followed him around with the camera?
His valet was
Yeah.
not Kingo.
Okay.
Kingo was Kamal Nanjiani.
So that real fast, that Bollywood thing, they actually approached him with it. I read this today. They approached him with it and he said no, because he doesn't know how to dance. So what Chloe did was Chloe told him that it was, thank you, Gina, that Chloe told him that it was going to be a fight scene and she put it all in a script. And then when he showed up for rehearsal, it was a dance number and he was pissed because he didn't know how to dance. So they taught him how to dance and he did it and he said it was awesome.
So maybe while he was working out, he could have spent some more time on dance lessons and less
Maybe.
time bodybuilding for the role that didn't need him to be ripped.
But what did you think of it? I ranted.
Which is surprising. That's very unlike you.
I don't rant. Tom.
I thought it was fine. The action scenes were some of the best action scenes I've seen
Agree.
in Marvel movies so far. My biggest issue with it was, and I alluded to this earlier with the Oscar thing, I don't need 7,000-year-old beings to be humanized. I didn't need them to have normal problems. It didn't make sense to me that Cersei's going to actually seem to give a shit about this random history kid that teaches at the school. It would be cooler to me if they had flashed back. Which would have been a much better setup because Dane Whitman, who is the Black Knight, is the descendant of a Whitman from the 1400s who was the original Black Knight. And that
Right.
went through his family. And you get the flashback to her knowing him then. Cool as shit.
Right.
Right. And then you pull that. Okay. Now I get why. Because she's been in love with this guy and the family, and you get a little creepy with the Wonder Woman vibes there. But you know, been in love with this guy and the incarnations of him over the years. That's kind of cool. I didn't like their take on Gilgamesh, because I've always really liked that character. That character is known as the Forgotten One in the comic books. He and Cersei were in the Avengers for a while in the early 90s. And the fact that they got rid of him halfway through the movie and really watered him down from a character standpoint. Like, he was like the Gilgamesh of Greek mythology. And they didn't really play into that piece, right? Where all of these people are the ones that inspired the gods of mythology here and there. We didn't really get into that with this, which I thought could have been cool. I did think that Lauren, who is Makari, was great. Underutilized, for sure. I could have used her in the movie a little earlier, in modern day. And the kid mentioned earlier, Barry, I thought kind of stole the show at times when they did use him, but again, was totally underutilized in the movie for the bigger name
Absolutely agree with that.
stars. I don't think they gave us the time. Well, the people they gave us the biggest time with, I felt were the least interesting characters in the movie. Kingo was great. I thought he was super fun and the comic relief that the movie needed to kind of break it up throughout. But like, I would have loved to have spent more time with them through the ages and getting to see what Athena, and like, she was the inspiration for Athena. Awesome. Show me that.
Yeah, don't show me the mind. The memory loss thing was a little.
That
I get it. I get the story point, but they.
depowered her was the
Right.
point.
I get the story point. I really do.
And I guess she's fine now with that. I guess
Yes, she's okay.
once what everything's fine.
She remembers.
It's okay that she remembers now. But yeah, I thought there was a lot of holes, and I'll probably watch it again because I'll
I
watch
will.
it with the kids. I won't watch it in the theater again.
No. Never. Never in a theater again.
But
The
like
next
I
time
thought
I go to the
overall
theater, go ahead.
it was decent. We had some good stuff. Like I said, I had the same
Yeah.
issues you did with the Celestial at the end. But then, so then we get the end, right?
Now are we at the mid credits part or the
But
end of the movie?
we get the end of the movie.
Which Superman flies off to find Krypton?
That and then the other three, right? So then we get Thena, Makari, and what's her name? What's his name? I don't remember his name. Just,
Fastos?
no,
Not
no.
Fastos. He went back to his
He
right.
went back to Earth. Barry
Yes.
Keoghan.
Oh, that's right. They went off to find other Eternals to kind of wake them up from doing this planet killing thing that they do, basically.
Right. And so, and I, which is, I was weird, that that's where they decided to go with it. So we get
Yeah.
them, they leave, and then we get these three that go off to find other ones, I guess, to replace the people that are, Droog was his name, Druig.
Druig, that's right. That's right.
Who I, like I said, I thought he was one of the most fascinating characters in the movie. I would have loved to see more about him and what
Same.
he'd been building.
Same.
So we get them leaving, and then that's fine. I was like, all right, that's setting up a sequel. But then the weird part is then you drop in who I was stoked for, Pip the Troll. I'm annoyed it was not Peter Dinklage. 100%.
Oh, that would have been great if it was Peter Dinklage. But
That's who he should have been in and so I thought he was going to be in Endgame.
Patton Oswalt isn't bad.
No, but he's already Agent Eric Koenig.
That's right, he is. But that's not canon, so it's okay.
I know. And he's also MODOK.
That's true. That's not canon either, is it?
Right, but I'm just saying, like, Patton Oswalt has his fingerprints on a lot of
He
Marvel
does.
already.
So the first big reveal of the mid-credit scene was Star Fox.
Who's a fantastic character. He was in the Avengers before any other
Yes.
Eternals.
And it's Thanos' brother, played by Harry Styles of New Directions fame.
One Direction.
I know.
Just, look, man, I don't know
But
with you sometimes.
it's a fair point. I don't have a. So they're saying, I guess, that Thanos is an Eternal and not a Titan?
So he's from Titan.
Okay. But he's an Eternal.
He always was considering Eternal, but he was shunned by the Eternals because he looked like a deviant.
Oh, because of
Which, if you
the
notice, as the
penis
deviant
chip.
evolved, he started to look more and more like Thanos, really.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I missed that.
Because
Yes.
there's no reason, and I mean, their storyline was a little skewed with like, so I made all these deviants and they just happened to be bad on every planet.
Sure.
Like, even though they were flawed, I continued to put them on more planets. I don't know
Nice.
how that worked, but, or if we're going to say that every planet's going to emerge like a year later or so, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
But so Thanos was turned away because he was an Eternal that didn't have the beautiful look of the rest of the Eternals.
I get you. I understand now.
And Star Fox, who's known as like the cosmic lover, and he's a total playboy.
Right. And this was the scene where they were looking through all the treasures and stuff, right? Where they mentioned Excalibur and how King Arthur had a crush on Athena, and she
Right.
asked about the sword Ebony, which again totally went right over my head at that moment. I didn't get it. So Harry Styles shows up as Star Fox, and he's going to help them.
He says he's going to help them find more Eternals,
Okay.
which I don't know how many more Eternals we need to find, or if they're just going to reintroduce the same characters again, is what I expect.
And then we do the typical Marvel 10 more minutes of credits until we get to the very end scene.
Well, but before that, we get the before that scene, even we get the Celestial coming and taking
Oh, that's right. Shit.
Cersei
Oh,
and
I forgot. That's
Phaestos,
right.
and I don't know who the third one was, right? Does anybody in chat remember who the other one was? It was I don't remember if it was Kingo or Sprite that he took, because Kingo wasn't in the fight, so it makes sense for him to not have been taken.
What's the guy's name that took him again? Aethrax?
No.
Anthrax?
Nope. 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 It was not Diego either.
I'll tell you in a second.
Arishem.
Arishem whisked Cersei, Phaestos, and Kingo away for judgment, leaving Thena, Makari, and Druig at loose ends wondering where their friends went.
And Sprite is just left on Earth then because she's now human, I guess.
Correct. Correct. That's right, sir. Because they took Cersei, and earlier in the movie, Cersei had dropped the line to Dane, played by Jon Snow, that that's his name, it's Jon Snow now, played that he needed to reconcile with his uncle. She said that like way earlier in the movie, right?
Yeah.
So then we go to the end credit scene,
The end credit scene.
end credit scene, and Dane is standing there in front of a box. And he opens the box up, and there's a sword in there. And the sword looked like almost like it was alive in a way.
It
And
captures the souls of the people it kills.
right. So he's like a good guy, but he's a bad guy at the same time. Kind of like an
Well,
anti-hero-ish.
there's a lot of history to the sword. So,
Gotcha.
like, it was used in the Middle Ages as a sword for a knight that was the knight that went off and did all the king's dirty work and killed a lot of people and absorbed the souls of all those people. And then
Right.
it can make him have a bloodlust.
And then the line that was said off screen. Do you remember what it exactly was said? Was it like, are you ready for this? Are you prepared for this?
I don't think you're ready for this, Mr. Whitman.
Which technically now is Blade's debut in the MCU, even though he's off screen, but it was Mahershala Ali as Blade.
So, do you think that those two slots now in the Marvel?
You sure
Sure,
you're
you're
ready
ready
for
for
that?
that. There you
Thank you,
go.
Dylan.
So, do you think that these two empty slots now, one of them has to be Blade, otherwise, we're 3 years out,
I think so.
right? From which is the part that's where Marvel's getting a little bit
Fast
too
and
ahead of
loose.
themselves. Well, I mean, they're
Yeah.
setting up a movie that's not coming out for 4 years. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Right, like you expect us to remember in 4 years what you put in the end credit, a 5 second end credit scene. I think one of those ends up being an eternal sequel of some sort, and one ends up being Blade.
Which they basically said that they didn't need a sequel for this movie, and that if they do make a sequel for this movie, it doesn't like look like Chloe Zhao would come back for it, but Who knows?
But I mean, you don't say you're not making a sequel and then set up three sequels at the end of the movie.
Right.
Because they set up three individual movies at the end.
Yep, they did.
So I'll follow the characters. I'm happy with the ones that they kept.
Same.
I'm intrigued to see them in other spots.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they pop them up anywhere else. And you left the hell of a cliffhanger with this coming back to be judged and taking them away. And like you said, if it's going to be 3 years from the next movie, that's an incredible cliffhanger.
That's where Marvel's starting to get like, I mean, think
Yeah.
about it. The first 10 years, right? We got three Iron Man movies, really four, because Civil War is as much an Iron Man movie as it is a Cap movie. So you had four Iron Man movies, you had three Captain America movies, three Avengers movies, but that was in the first what? No, that was 10 or 11 years, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. This pandemic was 2019, 2020, 2020, 2020. Yeah. So 2008 to 2019, in the first 11 years, you had 23 movies, and they were focused around like seven or eight characters.
Yep.
Now we're already growing this into this huge thing. And unfortunately, Marvel's forgetting that actors age at a different rate than comic book characters.
Yeah.
And
You got. You basically got everything from 2008 to 2000, 2018 was Infinity War.
Yeah,
So
so I
you
mean
got
it.
every you got 17 movies in a 10-year span that one set up the other, set up the other, set up the other, basically.
Right. And now I get we had the pandemic, but now since 2018.
And you've got TV shows setting up movies and movies setting up TV shows, and you're convoluting yourself now to the point where it's getting to be a little much. There's
There's
a
only
lot to
so
keep
many
track
things you can
of.
set up.
Yeah.
Like
There's a
it's,
lot to keep track of.
and you still have to introduce the Fantastic Four somewhere in here. So we're not
And
even going to get them or X-Men till 2026
right.
at
And
this rate.
what's Hawkeye gonna set up? More
The
Contessa?
no, it's going to set up what's the thing we saw there's coming out the
Thunderbirds?
yeah, Thunderbolts. Thunderbirds was a puppet show back in the late 70s. For
Thunderbirds
anybody that didn't know what Frank's favorite show as a kid was.
Hey, that was Voltron or
Yeah,
Trans or
it was the
Z.
Thunderbirds and the one with the little dog, right? The other show with Petey the do dog that
Trans or Z.
yeah, wow.
Wow. Anyway, that's all our Marvel stuff.
So hey, but yeah, make sure you drop us a line, let us know what you guys think. You find us all over the social medias.
Back here. I'll go back to my
Thank
house.
you as always for finding the Geek Spot. And you can find me at jackkidmusic.com. Also on all the socials at that same spot, you can find Frank Arias at Gimzak on Instagram.
Figure that out later.
Yeah.
We did have someone answer our question. So on Spotify, we post a question when we post a show up and use sometimes a poll. The last episode I posted, are you seeing Eternals this weekend? And Matthew Rocha, Matt, if I'm not saying your name right, sorry, I hate you. He replied, fuck no, Rotten Tomatoes told me it was bad. So that was his reply.
I will say it was worth the watch, but I won't do it again for a while.
No, I'll start Friday Night Lights again before I do
Oh, dear God. Okay. And on that note, thank you again for finding the Geek Spot. We'll see y'all next week.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.